keep taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to it. Big conversation. Dick's Sporting Goods says that they will no longer sell AR-15s, AK-47s, a host of other weapons. They said they don't want to be part of the conversation, and they support the outright ban of so-called assault weapons at this point. Wonder what you think about that. You can go to the Facebook page and tell me what you think about that. The Steve Gruber Show Facebook page will be taking comments on that, so we'll talk about that. Another big story that I want to touch on involves a proposal by State Senator Rick Jones to make it a felony if you fail to report suspected child abuse, at least by certain people. Senator Jones joining me now. Senator, welcome back.
Good morning.
Tell me about this bill you're putting forward, because this bill would make it a felony for people that are in certain positions, if they fail to report suspected child abuse, and of course this is all coming out of the Larry Nassar case, the back end of it. If they fail to report suspected child abuse, can be charged as a felony. And how did we get here?
Well, we got here because currently it's a 90-day misdemeanor, and obviously that wasn't enough to motivate people out of MSU to report sexual attacking of girls under the age of 18. It is just shocking, this culture of silence that they have at many universities and colleges and schools. Don't say anything that will hurt the university. Well, this has to end. And I took testimony yesterday in the Senate Judiciary. We passed out 9 bills unanimously. One of the bills is mine, and it says, for example, if you were a coach or a trainer, a doctor, a paid professional, and you don't report sexual violence against somebody under the age of 18, you will face 2 years in prison. As far as I'm concerned, if you know what Larry Nassar was doing and you didn't report it, you should be sitting in the cell right next to him.
So here's my question, though, that because some of the critics, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a moment, say that overzealous prosecutors will take this too far, there'll be unintended consequences, and the results will be people will be demonized and be made to be villains when they really aren't. Thoughts?
Well, you know, I know you're a father. I know you're a devoted family man. Any human being with an ounce of common sense, if a 16-year-old came up to you and said, this man just did this to me, you would call the authorities. You would report it. You wouldn't say, oh, no, dear, you just made a mistake. You don't know what you're talking about. That is exactly what happened out at MSU. And if they had simply taken the first complaint and handled it appropriately, you know, probably 2 decades of abuse would have stopped. And
potentially, but you are asking
sexual assault.
You're asking to codify common sense. I think that could be a bit of a leap. We'll see where that goes. But here's the other part of these bills, because I'm curious about this. Extending back the statute of limitations, or changing the statute and making it retroactive. What is that part of the bill? Please explain that to me.
That wasn't my bill, but what that does is it simply says statute of limitations is too short. I believe it's currently 10 years from the act, and many times people don't come forward for years later. And so the proposal is to extend the statute of limitations for both criminal and civil litigation.
To how many years? Now,
to 30 years. Now, this would bring us in line with some other states. We're much shorter than most states. And in addition, most victims don't come forward right away. Now you say, wow, could somebody 20 years later will say, this person did this, and they'll have a big trial? That's not the case. You still have to have all the evidentiary rules, things like DNA. I mean, there has to be evidence there to bring a case. You can't simply accuse somebody.
Oh, Okay, because this is important. I just saw a headline yesterday, and it makes you go, how far back can you go? Steve Wynn, the casino owner in Las Vegas, accused of rape 45 years ago. I guess my point being on the statute of limitations portion of it, if you decide to go that far back, and going from some of the things I read on social media yesterday, people are concerned that, as one person put it, the kooks will come out of the woodwork and start making allegations against people they just don't like, that if you go back that far. Is that a possibility?
Nobody's proposing 45 years. But
30 years. 30 years is an awfully long time.
Yeah, all of the studies show that many girls don't come forward if they've been sexually attacked as a child for a number of years. And certainly we want to allow them to have their say. Now, it was shocking to me that both the Catholic Conference and the ACLU said, we have deep concerns with this. Well, I have deep concerns if you object to a sexually abused child from having their day in court.
No, I don't think anybody objects to that. I think that's misplaced. But I think that the other thing that I would say is, what about the police? The Meridian Township police were approached by a 16-year-old. Might have been 2004, if memory serves. They totally brushed it over, said, no, that's normal. They did nothing about it. Would they be held to the same standard as a felony?
Well, unfortunately, they are a type of organization that you would report the offense to. I think they will be held to account by civil litigation, obviously.
Well, wait a second. If a police officer takes a report and does nothing about it and blows it off, why wouldn't they be held to a felony?
Well, I'm certainly willing to look at that. I don't believe that was on the list, but I do believe, as a police officer for 31 years, if I have information and I don't turn it over to the prosecutor to make a decision, I haven't done my duty as a police officer.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Senator Rick Jones, good conversation. I'm sure this is not the last one on this topic, because I'm sure it'll go back and forth a couple of times, but I appreciate you stopping on short notice.
Have a great day.
There you go. Senator Rick Jones on the Steve Rivers Show.